Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Well, let's check high school sports last night first. In high school track and field, Glenwood hosting its co-ed Ram relays last night. Glenwood winning both the boys and girls races. On the girls' side, Glenwood with 144 points, the champ. Sioux City North with 104 was second. Abe Lincoln, Shenandoah, and Atlantic round out the top five teams in that meet last night. For Atlantic, Tiffany Williams won both the 1,500 and the 3,000 meters for the Trojans. Also on the boys' side, it was Glenwood with 102 and the third points winning the meet. Harlan with 91.5 was second. Sioux City North, Lewis Central, and then Atlantic finish off the top five. Atlantic had four victories last night as Alec Hayes won the high jump. Grant Reed took the 110 high hurdles. Jackson Eden wins the 1600 meters, and Brendan Holmes was a champ in the 400 meter hurdles for Atlantic in that meet. Also at the Johnson Cyclone Relays last night in Harlan, it was Harlan winning with 181 points. Dennison with 164 was second. Trainer third, Logan Magnolia and Kemper round out the top five. Also last night in the high school track and field, it was the Hummel Relays over in Woodbine, and it was Logan Magnolia with 142 points winning as they beat Boyer Valley with 114 points. Woodbine, Missouri Valley, and Riverside round out the top five in that meet. Riverside got three winners last night. Tim Brink took the 3,200 meters. The Bulldogs also took the 4x2 and the 1,600 medley relay events. Also, Mitchell Williamson of CAM was a champ in the shot put event in that meet last night in Woodbine. In high school girls golf last night, it was Atlantic beating Harlan 169-206. Brooke Newell of Atlantic was medalist, shooting a 38 and then winning a playoff over her teammate Aaron Olson, who also shot 38 and was the runner-up. Kemper Catholic beat Lewis Central 179-222. It was Dennison over Cherokee 237-257. Trainer beat IKM Manning 191-278. Underwood over Riverside. Underwood shot 231. Riverside didn't have a full team score. Sarah Conway of Riverside with a 51 was medalist. AHSTW beat Missouri Valley, shooting a 246. Mo Valley with no team score. Emma Jorgensen of AHSTW, the medalist, with a 57. Griswold beat Audubon 208-230. Bree Carlisle of Griswold was medalist, shooting a 49. Tri-Center also beat Logan Magnolia 236. Each team, Tri-Center winning it on the tie break. Also, the Rolling Valley Conference girls meet last night up at Boyer Valley. It was BV winning the championship, shooting a 205. Charter Oak Ute with a 249 was second. Coon Rapids Bayard, a team score of 256 for third. Glenn Ralston was fourth. Cam was fifth. And Woodbine was sixth, as Lindsay Anderson of Boyer Valley was the medalist. She shot 48. Morgan Ferguson of Cam was runner-up, shooting a 50 in that meet last night. In boys golf, it was Harlan defeating Atlantic by just two strokes, 172-174. Kevin Campbell of Harlan was medalist, shooting a 41. Jake Olson of Atlantic shot 42 for runner-up honors last night. Kemper Catholic beat Lewis Central 143-190. It was Underwood over Riverside, 184-197. Tyler Kruger of Riverside shot 35 for medalist honors. Trainer beat IKM Manning 183-184. It was Griswold topping Audubon 158-206. James Reynolds of Griswold was medalist, shooting a 34. Missouri Valley beat AHSTW 166-177. Tri-Center over Logan Magnolia 179-179 were the scores. Tri-Center wins it on a tiebreak. Also, Gilbert outshot three other teams in a four-way meet with a 154, beating Nevada, who shot 167, Nottoway Valley, who posted 169, and Perry at 173. Rolling Valley Conference boys golf meet held up at the Carroll Country Club last night saw Coon Rapids Bayard win as they shot a 164 to defeat Glidden Ralston. Cam was third, shooting a 183. Exira EHK with a 185 was fourth. Charter Oak Ute, Boyer Valley, Woodbine, and Adair Casey round out the rest of the field. Medalist was Luke Staley of Charter Oak Ute. He shot 40 in that meet last night. Chris Paulson for Exira EHK posted a 42. Also, Rem Vacek and Colin Giegrich of CAM each shot a 43 last night to help their effort. Also in tennis last night, in boys action, it was Harlan defeating Atlantic 8-1. Dennison over St. Albert 5-4. Thomas Jefferson shut down Audubon 9-0. Girls tennis, it was Harlan over Atlantic 9-0. In high school soccer last night, in girls action, it was Atlantic edging Missouri Valley 4-3. Underwood beat AHSTW in double overtime 3-2. In boys soccer, Atlantic over Creston 6-2 as Ryan Hawkins had a big night with a couple of goals and three assists. Tri-Center beat Harlan 4-0. Underwood over AHSTW 2-0. Kemper Catholic over Carroll 7-1. Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Denison 3-1 in boys soccer. In baseball, Gene Segura had four hits, including a go-ahead three-run homer in the sixth inning, leading the Arizona Diamondbacks to a 12-7 win over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Segura's homer came during a nine-run inning that made ace Zach Greinke a winner despite allowing seven runs. The Cards' bullpen was rocked in the sixth after starter Jaime Garcia was removed with two runners on base. National League elsewhere in the National League last night, it was the Mets over Cincinnati 5-3. Pittsburgh beat Colorado 6-1. Miami over the Dodgers 3-2. San Francisco beat San Diego 5-4. St. Louis Cardinals outfielder Matt Holliday left Monday night's game against the Arizona Diamondbacks with a right leg cramp. They announced that during the game. Holliday was 1-for-2 with a triple through three innings. He was replaced by Jeremy Hazelbaker in left to start the bottom of the third inning. He grounded out to third for the second out of the top of the third. The Cardinals say that Holliday is listed as day-to-day. In the American League, Albert Pujols hit a couple of homers. Mike Trout added another, powering the LA Angels to a 6-1 win over the Kansas City Royals. Garrett Richards pitched three-hit ball into the seventh inning for his first win of the season. Pujols connected on solo shots in the third and fifth innings against Ian Kennedy. The homers were numbers 564 and 565 of Pujols' career, and that moves him out of a tie with Reggie Jackson into sole possession of 13th place on baseball's career list. Elsewhere in the American League, it was the White Sox over Toronto 7-5, Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 2-0, Detroit over Oakland 7-3, Yankees beat Texas 3-1, Minnesota topping Cleveland 4-3, Seattle edged Houston 3-2, in interleague play, Boston beat Atlanta 1-0. Iowa State basketball recruit Emmanuel Malou has filed the paperwork necessary to enter the NBA draft, but has not hired an agent, preserving his college eligibility. Cyclone spokesman Matt Schultz confirmed Malou's decision on Monday. The 6'9" Malou was the highlight of Coach Steve Prohm's first recruiting class. He averaged 14.7 points, 8.5 rebounds, and 2.6 blocks as a freshman for Yuba College in California before transferring to Des Moines Area Community College to focus on academics. Malou, who turned down Kansas, Arizona, and others in favor of Iowa State, was expected to be a starter for the Cyclones if his grades are in order. Iowa State lost front court players George Niang, Jameel McKay, and Abdul Nader to graduation. A spokesman for the North Carolina Athletics Department has confirmed that the school has received a new document from the NCAA outlining violations connected to UNC's long-running academic fraud scandal. Steve Kirshner says the new notice of allegations has arrived and that the school will release it publicly as soon as possible. The NCAA first sent a notice of allegations last May, hitting the school with five potential top-level violations that included lack of institutional control. UNC had 90 days to respond, but that process paused in August when the school reported additional information to the NCAA for review. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder move on to meet the San Antonio Spurs in the second round of the playoffs. The Thunder went on a late 11-0 run in the final 3.5 minutes, and they eliminated the Dallas Mavericks in five games, 118-104. Kemba Walker scored a career playoff-high 34 points. Jeremy Lin added 21, and the Charlotte Hornets beat the Miami Heat 89-85. To even that first-round series at two games each. Portland and the L.A. Clippers also were tied at two each as the Trailblazers even the series with a 98-84 win last night. Golden State star Stephen Curry will miss at least 2 weeks with a sprained ligament in his right knee. He suffered that injury near the end of the first half of Sunday's win over the Rockets in Houston. The Warriors said the MRI on Curry's knee determined he had a grade 1 sprain of the MCL in his right knee that will be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Curry will miss the rest of the first round of the playoffs and likely at least 4 games in round 2 if the Warriors can advance. The defending Stanley Cup champions are out of the NHL playoffs. The St. Louis Blues edged the Chicago Blackhawks 3-2 to win a Game 7 that decided the opening round NHL playoff series. Troy Brouwer tapped in his own rebound to snap a third-period tie. Brouwer played for the Blackhawks, Stanley Cup-winning team in 2010. Chicago also won the Cup in 2013 and 2015. Chicago just missed a chance to tie it when Brent Seabrook's shot went off both posts with about 3.5 games left. There'll be a Game 7 Wednesday night to decide the Anaheim-Nashville first-round NHL series. James Neal scored the winning goal late in the second period, and the Predators held on last night to beat the Ducks 3-1 and tie that series. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.